Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. Surrounded by a world filled with bad news, we have good news today. Just as the angel pronounced to the shepherds that night, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. Today, we invest these next few moments looking at very important topics in God's Word. We start with the sin problem, then the reality of hell, followed by God's grace, forgiveness, salvation, and future with our Savior in heaven. Please stay with us for our focus on good news.
But the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me.
Just
Lord, God of our fathers, we come into your presence today only by the precious blood of our Savior, your Son, Jesus the Christ. By the reality of your grace, infinite love, and the perfect sacrifice on the cross, providing payment in full for all of our sins, past, present, and future, we can have this relationship with you, allowing us to call you Father. Hallowed is your name. Thank you for the good news of the gospel, that despite the sin we have been born into and the sin that we commit, the penalty for those can be erased, washed as white as snow, removed from our records as far as the east is from the west. We stand here today enjoying fellowship with you as if adopted children. Lord, we thank you for the salvation we enjoy and the good news that this gift is available to all. All those listening today, God, please speak to those who have not yet understood your love, their sin, and your offer of grace. By your Spirit, speak to them today. Open their eyes, their hearts, and minds so that they can come to you now and believe. You are not willing that any should perish, but that they would be saved from sin's penalty and accept your free gift. Now, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen.
And ravaged by sin, the frail and the wounded, about to give in. There's news of release and captivity's end. We've been set free, come and see. Oh, sleeper, awake, come out of the night. Throw open the door and step into the light. For sin is undone and the wrong is made right. We've been set free, come and see. Unmercifully bound, battered and broken, I finally knelt down, and there in obedience freedom was found. I've been set free, and now through the dungeons of darkness and night, I run in the freedom of liberty's light, and shout to the captives, oh prisoner, take flight. We've been set free, come and see. The grave. crucified, you've already.
Power that works.
You are listening to Good News Today during Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. This ministry includes social media, such as a very interactive Facebook page. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Make him a
This is your call to worship and praise.
A crimson stain.
As we invest these next few moments in Scripture, we're going to first look at the sin problem, the result of our sin, separation from God in hell. Then we look into God's grace, forgiveness, and that salvation it brings with the long-term result, heaven. Beginning with a look at sin from Genesis chapter 2, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in that day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Romans 5, "Wherefore, as by that one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Romans 2, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." 1 John 1, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Hell, Matthew 13, "As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shalt cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Jesus described the fate of the Pharisees, hypocrites. "You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" Those words found in Matthew 23. In John 3, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Grace. "And the Word was made flesh," tells us in John chapter 1, "and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Romans 5, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Ephesians 2, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Titus 3, "Because of His grace He declared us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life." Forgiveness. We begin in Psalm 130. "Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you." Colossians 2, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Psalm 103, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us." Salvation. Let's look first at the angel's announcement to Mary, found in Matthew 1. "And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins." 1 John 1. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The words of Jesus to the disciples in the upper room, found in Matthew 26. "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is My body.' And He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life, and that you might believe on the name of the Son of God. Acts 16:31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Heaven, our future, where God is. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, says Jesus, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Friend, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior from sin, do it now. Today can be the day of your salvation. Believe on Him and receive His love gift. Don't put it off. You're not guaranteed it tomorrow. My listening friend, you know that I care about you, but God loves you infinitely more. Talk with Him now. Start your new life with Christ now. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded about the good news of the gospel. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're also invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Psalm 95, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. You're the